you're now at the end of Knockalla for the second run around Knockalla, the penultimate stage, of course, on day two of the event. We've just arrived at the location and we're expecting the cars here maybe in about, well, quite possibly about 20 minutes' time, if not maybe 30 minutes' time. But at this stage of the day, what we'll do is to give you an overview as to how things are setting and what's going on now with a couple of stages to go. And we've had some men that have made their exit from the rally. The most notable one to date was Kevin Gallagher alongside Jared Callan calling the notes in the Darien T90. They stopped in Cairnhill after basically cleaning the national field in Knockalla, which is the home stage of Kevin Gallagher, but certainly was on it in Knockalla to get 18 seconds out of the leader in the national, Ian Barrett, but had to pull in on Cairnhill. And for him, his stage and his rally coming to an end. So a disappointing end there for Kevin Gallagher in that Darien T90. And he joined the list with the likes of Declan Boyle, who made his exit earlier today. We also lost David Pogge earlier today. And another man that was in contention in the national, sitting inside the top five, was Jonathan Pringle. And his rally coming to an end on the Saturday stages as well. So if we look at the overall standings, I'm sure you know at this stage, Sam Moffat and James Fulton in the WRC Fiesta. They weren't the fastest in Cairnhill, they were the second quickest, but they continued to lead at the head of the field by 6.3 seconds from Craig Breen and Paul Nagel. Sam Moffat, content with how his Fiesta is behaving, and he was 2 seconds off the fastest time, which was set by Gary Jennings in Cairnhill. As for Breen, we know he's not happy. He's not just happy with the Fiesta, which is now an older Fiesta than that of Moffat, a couple of years old. I think it's a 2013 WRC Fiesta, and he's not happy with the tyres as well. It took a long time for them to heat up, and then he was sitting for a long time at the start of Cairnhill, and he wasn't pleased with that situation. But he's hanging in there, 6.3 is the difference with Moffat out on front. Callum Devine and Brian Hoy in the R5 Fiesta, they certainly are contenders for drive of the rally. They've been going very, very well. 18 seconds off Craig Breen, and he's currently sitting 24 seconds adrift of Sam Moffat. But Callum Devine from Derry, very, very impressive driving here in Donegal in these opening two stages. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy are now targeting a top three finish. They're looming there in fourth place, 14 seconds down on Callum Devine. And for the first time this weekend in the dry, may I say, Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy with the fastest time in Cairnhill. So they'll be happy with that. And they'll be looking to go quick again and here in Knockalla and again second time around Cairnhill. As for Josh Moffat and Keith Moriarty, at the moment they're leading the R5 category because Callum Devine's in the top five, or in the top three, sorry. But Moffat is fifth, 37 seconds down on Gary Jennings. And Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett are up now to sixth overall in the international. And they are in that I-20 R5 Hyundai. And they currently sit a minute and 11 down on Josh Moffat. But Manus a wee bit happier in that last stage with the puncture, of course, put him out of his rhythm earlier in the day. But he's inside the top six. Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble, seventh overall. They dropped a couple of places, but they're just 6.3 now behind Manus Kelly. In seventh, they had brake issues when they came off Cairnhill, and they lost around about 45 seconds, which dropped them a couple of places down to seventh. Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Ginney, well, they are in eighth position now overall, just shy of a minute short of Alistair Fisher. Marion Evans and Jonathan Jackson dropping a bit of time. They go to ninth position, and the top ten wrapped up by Niall Maguire and James O'Reilly in a WRC Impreza. So that's how they stand there in the top 10 in the international after 12 stages. A couple of men still going in the international after 12. PJ McDermott and that Subaru. Stuart Biggerstaff is at 12th. Declan McCrory, 13th. Aidan Ray, 14th. Eugene Donnelly, 15th. That's the top 15 there. They continue to go well. See Gary Cooney still going 17th in the international too in the Subaru Impreza. Moving on to the national category. Ian Barrett and Paul McGee have an advantage of 19.9 seconds in their Darien T90, ahead of Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty. Loughran with the fastest time on Cairnhill, and he now sits just shy of 20 seconds off the pace of Barrett. We expect Barrett to go hard in here in Knockalla. Ryan Loughran, of course, with some damage to the front of his Escort the first time around knock Gallagher, which happened near the end. They must have had a chicane or something as he came towards the end of the stage. But he's looking to get back on it again. But he is second overall. Damien Turish and Donal McAleenan are there sitting in third position. A further 7 seconds adrift in their escort. Declan Gallagher, the Milkman, and Derek Hena, fourth overall. 45 seconds down on third place and fourth. Damien Gallagher and Mac Walsh, fifth overall. They're 16 behind the Milkman. Mark Alcorn and John O'Donnell are sixth overall, 11 down now on Gallagher. Damien Toner is up to seventh. Kevin Eaves is ninth. Paul and Carl Reid, Kevin Eaves, eighth, excuse me. Paul and Carl Reid are in ninth. And then David Condale and the escort wraps up the top 10. Kyle McGettigan still going. Connor Curley still going. J.F. Shovlin. Johnny Jordan continues to lead Class 13, 14th overall. Michael Carvin leads Class 20. Frank Kelly is 16th. John Boner, 17th. Wesley Patterson, 18th. Barry Mead, 19th. And Daniel Conan wraps up the top 20 after 12 stages of the Tuil Donegal International Rally. And as we told you, some of the big names to go, Declan Boyle and indeed Kevin Gallagher here today on day two. It's getting a wee bit overcast now. There's a few dark clouds about. We had a very, very light shower on the way up to the end of Knock Gallagher, but I don't think there's going to be any sort of heavy rain to come because the forecast was given for dry, but you never know in Donegal weather-wise. Let's move to the historic side of the event because we can't forget about them. They started today. Mark Falvey and Jeremy Lynch are leading outright by 2.8 seconds from Martin Doherty and Dara Doherty. Mark II escorts at 1 and 2 in the historics. They've completed stage 11 and there's 2.8 seconds the difference there. Further 9 back in 3rd is another Mark II escort. Duncan Williams and Leon Williams are in 3rd position overall in the national, and they're looking at sitting in the top 3 at the moment there. Outside of that, Andy Johnson and Vauxhall Chevette is 4th, 2.1 down. Luke McCarthy and an escort is 5th, a further minute back. And Jimmy McRae and Pauline Gillick in the Volkswagen Firenza are here today. They sit 6th overall in the historic event. And Jimmy McRae, who, of course, is a former winner. 1980 was the year that Jimmy McRae, Seamus tells me, 3 years before Seamus won it, but Jimmy McRae still going in the historics and 6th overall in that section, and he continues to motor well and rally well and continues to love the stages of Donegal. By the way, there's big crowds, as we know, out on the stages once again today. This is the big day, seen as the big day of the rally, and there's two stages to go. And speaking to the officials and some of the safety crews that were coming off the last stage, Cairn Hill, at the very start, there is huge crowds, massive crowds out on the stages here today, which is great to see, and great to see everybody behaving themselves as well. And again, keep the race in its place. If you're going between stages, keep the speed down. Listen to the marshals. Listen to the officials. I see David Bogey just passed us coming out in one of the trucks out of the end of Knock Gallagher, and his race coming to an end earlier in Knock Gallagher. Disappointment for the Scottish driver, but it was great to see him back here. He, of course, is a former national winner as well. So, Kenny, that's the wrap that we have for you so far. It's been a busy day, an enjoyable day, but there's more to come.